The Eliply, Season 1, Episode 10, How to Choose a School. Sitting in front of a hot, blasting furnace, that's what it felt like waiting for the Van Nuys Boulevard bus that would take her over the canyon hills to what seemed like another world, from San Fernando Valley to Westwood Village and the UCLA campus. While September in Connecticut used to be crisp air, jacket weather, golden red leaves falling, and back to school, here it was the hottest month of the year, with Santa Ana winds paralyzing you into inaction. Any attempt at trying to make herself more comfortable, trying to find a sliver of shade, damn these palm trees, who thought of them? No shade from them, just chunks of bark like dead skin curling around the base. Oh, it just produced more agitation. Breathing was an effort. And because there is no way you can be inconspicuous standing on a street corner in Van Nuys, she also had to dodge gross guys leering and honking at her. She had developed a kind of frozen stare to deal with it, while seething underneath, pissed off more than scared, although some of them came so close to her that she wondered what else she could do to protect herself. It was better if there was someone else at the bus stop, but that didn't always happen, especially if she was returning home later in the evening. Her instinct was to shout back at them, but she didn't think it was worth the energy, not when it was this hot. And she was doing everything she could just to be still. Today she was going to UCLA because she decided it was time for her to go to college. It had been almost 2 years since she arrived in L.A. after high school, and her job at the bank taught her that she had no interest whatsoever in banking, and she desperately wanted to get out of the valley, and UCLA seemed like a nice name for a school. So 2 hours later, after a nauseatingly clunky bus ride on the 405, she got off on Hillgard, walked across the street, and immediately liked what she saw. The most magical purple trees sprinkled over several small hill mounds that also featured beautiful modern sculptures. A few students, not too crowded, or hurried, or intense. And those trees. Well, she learned later they were called jacarandas. Even the word was magical. So she fell in love with the trees. And that is how she ended up at UCLA, because of the trees. Well, of course, her essay, the application, student loans, registration fees, course selections, but that all seems simple, and a small price to pay for the luxury of laying under those purple trees, as if they were from another world. She knew where she would spend most of her time, in the company of the jacarandas.